The three ministers are reviewing how far the lapsed objective of the 2063 Africa Union's regional integration agenda has been achieved 11 years down the line. The project was launched in March 2012 by the governments of Kenya, Ethiopia, and South Sudan to streamline regional trade. Kenya's Cabinet Secretary for Roads, Transport and Public Works, Kichumba Murkomen, says his country has finished a road connecting Lamu Port to Moyale near Kenya's border with Ethiopia and is constructing a 730-kilometer road connecting Lamu Port to Lokichar and Nakodok area of Nadapal border with South Sudan.
The government of Kenya also is committed to tarmacking the road from Lamu to Isiolo. Already a good progress has been made. We are putting together resources to ensure that we complete and to make sure that also from Isiolo to Lokichar, which is the remaining bit, is also completed, so that then we can connect Kenya to South Sudan the same way we've done already from Nairobi to Moyale, which connects Ethiopia. We believe that by doing so, we will unlock a huge potential in our three countries, and we will also not just build on infrastructure, but also provide avenues for development along all these roads.
Once the LAPSET project is finished, it will foster industrialization, connectivity, food security, and regional stability, said Murkomen. Speaking at the same conference, Ethiopia's finance minister, Eyop Tekalin, says despite internal challenges all three countries face, they must move forward with the LAPSET project to bolster economic growth.
We are committed to this grand vision, but to convert this vision into clear and tangible economic dividend. These mega projects desire joint efforts from all of us and require significant private sector, business community participation, and also a serious investment from development partners.
Tekalin urged South Sudan government to show its commitment by investing money in the project. South Sudan Vice President Taban Dengai, who leads the government's infrastructure cluster, admits Juba has done little to implement its part of the project. He says work on the Juba to Rit Nadapal Road, which connects South Sudan to Kenya, was stalled because outside investors pulled out of the project despite South Sudan's stated committed to repay the loan.
The money was there to do this road even before Kenya. But when we went into crisis in 2016, the first group to withdraw from this funding was the World Bank, and then followed by the African Development Bank. The support we need from Ethiopia today and from Kenya and from Africa Commission is that these three bodies, the World Bank, China Exim Bank, and African Development Bank, should return to funding this road.
South Sudan Minister of Transport Madud Biariel says although the government remains far behind its schedule on implementing its part of the LAPSET, the project must continue because it will transform lives and alleviate poverty.
The LAPSET corridor holds immense promise of benefits for our regions and the continent at large. Such benefits include, but not limited to, A. Foster a transport linkage between the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, the Republic of Kenya, the Republic of South Sudan, and linking with Central African Republic and Cameroon to the Atlantic coast of West Africa. B. Dynamic promotion of regional integration and socio-economic development along the transport corridor, especially in the northern, eastern, and coastal part of Kenya, southern Ethiopia, and South Sudan.
The LAPSET Corridor Program is Eastern Africa's largest and most ambitious infrastructure project, which includes Port Lamu in Kenya, inter-regional highways, a crude oil pipeline, communication networks, railway lines, and three airports. It is expected to benefit at least 250 million people in the region. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.